include a pause in fighting and arrangements for the delivery of further aid into the territory. But our reporter Dominic Waghorn in Jerusalem says the White House claims nothing is agreed until everything is agreed.
These are very sensitive negotiations that could blow apart at the last minute. But the way things seem to be heading is we are looking at the prospect of a deal that involves only the women and children being held in Gaza, being swapped for maybe around 150 Palestinian women and children being held by the Israelis.
Doctors are being warned to keep a close eye on symptoms of measles in children because of what's been called a devastating resurgence of the disease. The Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health says it follows a decline in vaccinations for under fives. England's Chief Medical Officer, Sir Chris Whitty, is due to give evidence to the COVID-19 inquiry later. He became one of the most recognisable figures in the country during the pandemic. A woman in her 70s has died after falling at a Robbie Williams concert in Sydney. She was treated for head injuries following the incident but died in hospital. Sport: England manager Gareth Southgate says it's time to look forward after completing an unbeaten qualifying campaign for Euro 2024. That's despite failing to impress in last night's 1-1 draw in North Macedonia.
We've managed to learn from the game as well as the result. But I have to be pleased with the progress of the team. You know, if you'd said at the start of the campaign that we would be 8 wins, 2 draws at the end of the year, it's a pretty good record.
Northern Ireland were 2-0 winners against Denmark at Windsor Park, but they haven't made it to next summer's tournament. And Phil the Power Taylor is to retire from competitive darts after 35 years in the sport. Next year's World Senior Darts Tour will be his last on the circuit. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today will be cloudy with a few showers or spots of rain in places, especially early. Late in the afternoon, though, it will turn drier and clearer from the northwest. A gentle northerly breeze is expected. 11 degrees is your high today. Tonight, we'll see any remaining clouds soon diminish to leave a mainly clear night. Some patchy clouds, high clouds, move in overnight. A cool night with light winds. 4 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past eight on Tuesday, 21st of November. Songs on the way from Wet Wet Wet, UB40 and also Sly Fox. This hour is called 80s at 8 because every single song before 9 is an 80s song. Get it? Clues in the title. What's the matter with you?
Gave away. It's not death of the brain. Makes you want to scream and shout. Presidential party. No one wants to dance. Looking for a new star.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's exactly 8:15 on a Tuesday, 21st of November, another month, and it'll almost be Christmas. I just thought I'd be pressure. Tuesday morning, Wet, 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 Angel Eyes, you've just heard. UB40, Don't Break My Heart, and Sly Fox. Let's go all the way. Shaking Stevens on the way next. Never that put you off, he's a nice fella.
At 8.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories, and and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:25 with Rod Stewart, Every Beat of My Heart. We've got Rick Astley on the way next when we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, the mad dash to school and work has started. Wilson's Corner very slow. Ongar Road is very slow from Larkin's Playing Fields down to Wilson's Corner. It's also slow from North Road roundabout across to... it's almost back to Chris's Fish and Chips there. Nearly as far as the Robin Public House going the opposite direction. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Middleton Hall Lane and back again. Middleton Hall Lane is very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down just after Mason's Wine Bar opposite King George's Playing Fields. From there, up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common traffic lines is slow. Seven Arches Road, what's this? We've got a little, road closure. Seven Arches Road is closed at both directions at the train overpass area, and there's not much of a queue trying to get on the Shenfield Common traffic lights, but that's because they can't get past it. Outside Brentwood Station, the B186 is very slow from Woodman Road right the way down to the station. The other direction seems to be okay, and from the station up to the Kings Road roundabout seems to be okay as well. Outside Shenfield Station, Hutton Road is quite slow from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School and from just before Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Also, the A128, for some reason or another, that seems to be playing up from Herringate to... Ingrave is very slow coming into Brentwood, and from Hartswood Golf Course down to Ingrave, St Nicholas Church actually, that seems to be very slow exiting Brentwood. I'm not quite sure if there's temporary traffic lights there or not. I'll give you a telephone number in a minute. If you've gone past it and you're safely parked, you can give me a call and tell me what's going on. The A176 in Billericay seems to be quite slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street, and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School, and also the High Street from Lake Avenue roundabout down to the Langdon Road roundabout, and back again. That seems to be slow. Valley Road as well, that seems to be closed off. Let's have a look at this. It's a road closure, Hillside Road. This is closed until November 22nd. Is it in both directions? No, it's just going from the High Street up Hillside Road up to the junction with Valley Road. Other than that, everything else in Billericay seems to be okay. On the motorways, the M11 London bound is slow from Junction 7A Harlow North to just after Junction 6 Harlow, and also it carries on from Junction 6 through to Junction 5 Loughton turnoff on the other side of the motorway, all London bound. M25 slow anti-clockwise from just before Junction 29 the A127 to just after Junction 28 the A12. Anti-clockwise M25, it's slow again from Junction 27, the M11, to just after Junction 25, the A10. On the A12 London bound, there's slow traffic between Junction 24 Kelvedon North and Junction 22 Whittam North, and again London bound, it's slow from Junction 21 Whittam South to Junction 20 Hatfield Peveril, and again, another two problems, it's slow between Junction 18 Sandon and Junction 17 Howell Green, and it's also slow between Junction 19 Boreham Interchange and to Junction 18 Sandon. That's all London bound. A127 London bound, it's slow between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. It's also slow London bound, A127, between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. On Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. A12 London bound in the usual place, it's slow between Junction 12 Shenfield to Junction 11, the M25. A13 London bound, two problems, it's slowed traffic from just after the A130 at Saddler's Farm, and that goes to the Stanford Lee Hope turnoff. London bound again, A13, it's slow from the A101 to Stifford Interchange to the M25 at Junction 30, and our old favourite A127 London bound is slow from just before the A128 at the Halfway House to the M25 at Junction 29, and that's a lot. It's all I can see. As always though, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is, and don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It's illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
guaranteed at 8.
Oh,
Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Pin your ears back if you're a bit of a singist, because the Phoenix FM Open Mic Nights is at the Essex Arms in Whalley Hill, Whalley, every single Monday night from 8pm through till 10pm. It's hosted by our very lovely Kev Piggott, and all the tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am. If you want some more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
When you're sitting on your own and you feel the city night surrounded,
when you're sitting
Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45 now, 8:45 in English money. That was Pepsi and Shirley and Heartache. We've got Rainbow on the way next all night long. Don't forget, coming up after 9 o'clock through till 10, it's 90s at 9, a whole hour of 90s songs.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just don't know. I need a girl. this world feels as desperate as me. And what you give is what you get. It doesn't matter if we never meet again, but we have said well all of the night. If we get through for 2 minutes only, it will be a passion called hate. So what you give is what you get.
So the only interview today is just after with our lovely show on Drive Time, and Joby Fox, Northern Ireland songwriter, producer and performer, is also renowned for his humanitarian work, is going to be performing live in the studio, and that's just after 3 right here today on Phoenix FM.
I'll be watching you.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.